Welcome to Queen Flow, the podcast. This is your host, Jocelyn Kelly Reed. On this show, you can expect to learn about calling in big money the feminine way, business, spirituality, witchy stuff, and everything else you need to know about being a turned on woman of wealth. It's fun, it's fiery, it's unfiltered. Hi, gorgeous. Welcome back to the show. You are in for such a treat today. I am going to be chatting with you around how ensuring that your business always makes money, no matter what is happening in the season and as are in the season, in the industry, and as the industry grows, shifts, matures, all these different things like all industries do. So I know that you're going to love the episode. If you decide that you would like to join us, I highly recommend popping into the Million Dollar Sales Bundle. A lot of what I'm going to be teaching you about today are the shifts that have really helped me ensure the stability and increase in my income as, you know, the industry looks quite different than it did in like 2020 to 2022, which I'll talk to you more about inside the episode. And it's also very much led to me evolving my sales system and how I sell as well. And this is work that I've been doing with my close proximity clients to great success, where one client has, you know, a couple months ago, she actually pivoted her niche. And instead of seeing an income dip, she was paid every single day in March. I have another client who has 20 people in a 3-3-3-3 program with 3 weeks left to go and launch. Like, I have another client who's just released her first mastermind and she had 4 people enroll, 3 in the same day. Like, my honeys are moving and grooving, and so much of why my clients are seeing such fast results, you know, even when they're doing something new or pivoting their quote unquote niche or whatever it is because of the level of influence that we are bringing to their content. And I've really been teaching them like my post and be paid method and how to create instant influence content, you know, different sales systems to be leveraging that don't require sales calls or complex live launches. And it's honestly in these refinements that you can truly skyrocket your numbers, your enrollments, and have so much more ease. And then also just have a lot more command over strategically how you create content in your business. Well, of course, it's still sounding like you, feeling like you, and then over your enrollments as well. So you don't feel like the only tools in the bag or like, you know, pre-sale, early bird, full price, a bonus, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, like, we want to know strategically how to get our numbers up. So in the Million Dollar Sales Bundle, you are going to have access, immediate access to the first round of How to Shit on the Internet. I'm teaching round 2 live. You will also be part of, and then How to Shit on the Internet is all about, and I always say naturally, which I'll explain more why in the episode, but How to Shit on the Internet is really teaching you how to naturally create and apply the thought-leading, captivating, influential content for your brand and offers that cuts through the noise, skyrockets your cash-attracting it factor, and activate sales in the now. And so it's really going to be heavily emphasized on really helping you refine like really strong, potent thought leadership for your brand and offers. And not just where I think when people hear that, they think it's like, oh, it's just like, what's my different take and like sounding interesting. But we have to remember that like sounding interesting on the internet and just having a different take is, yes, that's going to be great for engagement, but we want to actually get you paid. So it's like, how do we present this content in a way that is captivating to the level where your audience doesn't just think what you're saying is interesting and they're not just hitting like, but they're actually desiring to pay you, right? Because you're running a business and payments is where the rubber meets the road. And I really believe we get to get paid off every word we say. I believe your business gets to make money every day in increasing amounts. And I am really going to be teaching you how to create content that has that impact, while also you feel differentiated, you feel like yourself, you're not like following a script, it's like nothing like that, right? And then in Sales Siren, the vibe is launch, post, sell, and be paid. And you are going to be, oh my goodness, we are going to be exploring your feminine sales system. I will be teaching you every single thing that I know to where I don't need to have sales calls, I don't need to have live launches, you know, increase last enrollments in my last program by 60%. On an offer that pre-sold at $11.11, full price $3,333. And then now, you know, I'm having over 100 people in my master classes and post and be paid content and different sales systems, all the different things so that you can keep momentum in your launches. You know what levers to pull when, you understand strategically how to have one offer seamlessly sell the next and more. So right now, join the Million Dollar Sales Bundle at over 50% off. You can come into Hottest Shit on the Internet or Sales Siren standalone as well, but I highly recommend joining the bundle because the two offers like definitely will relate to each other. Both offers on their own are also available at over 50% off. So all of these offers, the bundle, Hottest Shit on the Internet, and Sales Siren will triple in price. So now is the time to come play. And then if you are in the Million Dollar Sales Bundle or Hottest Shit on the Internet or join, you're also going to be part of Content to Cash, which is a two-week program that I have coming that is in advance of me teaching Hottest Shit on the Internet, which you will also be able to purchase standalone. I've not shared full details for it yet, so the link will not be in episode notes, but make sure that you head to my Instagram or you can DM me about it. It perhaps will have come out by the time this episode comes out. That is going to be an incredible content program as well that's ahead of Hottest Shit on the Internet, where you'll find out what's going to happen because I haven't shared yet. And so I don't want to like misspeak. I want to be like 100% on exactly what we're doing in this space. And there's certain parts where I'm still figuring out what I want to include and not include and the different things like that. But regardless, you are going to be included if you are in the Million Dollar Sales Bundle or Hottest on the Internet. And I just want to remind you, as always, that you are able to rate and review the show, send your screenshot to assistant@jocelynkellyreid.com, or you can DM it to me on Instagram. I always say to take a screenshot before you hit submit on Apple because sometimes it takes a while, and that will allow you to receive $200 off any offer in my world. So I am going to get on with my day. Oh my goodness. Sometimes my words, I am so talkative. And then sometimes I'm like, okay, where are the words? Let them out. What I was thinking about, my interior designer is here. We are doing another install in my apartment. We're getting so close. I would say we are about 90% there for me to actually start showing all the rooms. Right now I kind of only show like my bedroom, a little piece of the living room. And I was like, oh my gosh, they don't have, and you guys see like the view from my office and my trainings. But I was like, wow, they haven't like seen the whole thing. So we are getting there. I'm so excited. I love this home so much. It's just, it is so magical being in a home and like actually designing it and up-leveling it to where it just feels so like you. It's like the best feeling in the world to come home to. So anyhow, enjoy the episode. I love you so much, and I will be back soon. Hello, beauty. Welcome back to the show. So I'm just laying here in bed, looking at the sunset out my window, which is just so glorious. I had like, I'm sleepy, but you know when you are sleepy in like a fulfilled way, like I just had a beautiful day in my business. One of my clients in 888, she had come in predominantly scaled, well, exclusively scaled off private and wanting to step into a more scalable model. And she's launched her first mastermind and she has four people in already. She just signed three clients in one day. And I'm like, this is it. And I had another private call with another client in 888 and we're working on a more scalable model for her. And this is just something I'm seeing across the board. And I wanted to pop in to just talk about seasons of change, like in the industry and then also in your company. I think that a lot of people have gotten rattled that like things are different than they were in like 2020 to like 2022, which were real kind of like just high energy hype years in the coaching industry. And it makes sense because there was COVID, because a lot of people lost their jobs or realized the ways in which they were kind of like relying on the system. And a lot of corporate American can fit into that, weren't as like reliable as, you know, they were for our parents or our grandparents. Like how crazy is it that there was ever an era where you would like literally work for one company forever, have a pension plan, and like you were just set, right? And people just have very much, many people have realized like, okay, entrepreneurship is the way for me. And so many people came into the industry during those years and we were all at home on the computer. You couldn't go anywhere. So like, of course, people were prioritizing their growth, you know, looking at their marriages for the first time in years, deciding they really wanted to step into their power and like uncover their purpose and, you know, share their gifts with the world. And for me, it wasn't like prompted by COVID. My, like I just happened to transition out of my job. Like I left my job in December of 2019. And then it was like, boom, we were in lockdown by like February. You know what I mean? I had no idea that was going to occur. That's just kind of like when I landed in the industry. And something that I've noticed, and, you know, people coming my way and just in general, is like the things that were quote unquote working for us then, like, do not work as well anymore. And so one of these things is just like sharing what's on your heart every day, like channeling your content. And like, sure, it might be yielding engagement and people being like, oh my God, yes, preach, mic drop, all these things. And then when it comes to sales, you might be like, what's going on? Right. And it's like, we have to understand that industries mature, and like our industry has matured a lot and become a lot more of a grounded space. Like, it's not the same as like 2020 when everybody, you know, to 2022 is just kind of like throwing their money at like whatever, you know. Like, now you really do have to like showcase your genius. Like, you really do have to have thought leadership inside your brand and your offers. You really do have to be able to communicate your methodologies and like how you get people results. Like, people want to see that the work works. They really want to feel the energy of like a grounded leader. And it's like, we have just evolved past the era where you can just scale your business like on vibes. Like, there just has to be more meat to it. And this is really going to show up in your content as well. And I'm always like working with my clients on this, because it's like, you can take it personally, but it's not personal. Like, there's nothing wrong with you. It's sort of like understanding. I mean, imagine when computers came out. Remember when they were just like these boxes? And I think, wasn't the screen black? And it was like this weird like text that was green, right? So imagine, and I know this is like a longer time frame difference, but just for the reference point, it's like, imagine if someone was trying to sell you that. And then meanwhile, there's like this sleek, like MacBook Air available, right? Or like, what are you going to choose between your iPhone and a flip phone? Like, and I understand the times, you know, between those two types of products or like those comparisons is much bigger, but it's like, because people are running personal brands, like they forget that like you still have to quote unquote keep up with the evolution of the market that you're in. Like, it's just very normal. Every single market matures in every single industry. And so it's understanding, like, let's say you've had an income dip or sales feel harder or whatever it is. It's not like a problem with you. It's just that like you actually need to mature your articulation, your marketing and selling. Like, it used to be, it's like, oh my God, you could just put something on the internet and there's like 10 people in your mastermind in 1 minute. You know what I mean? And like, do I have like miracles and fun things pop like that? 100%. Do I rely on them for scaling my company? No. Like, one of the reasons that I was still able to grow my business last year to $1 million cash, even while so many people plateaued or saw a decline, is because I really choose to stay ahead of the curve in this way where I saw like the hype wasn't the same, right? I saw where even for myself, right, in my personal evolution, it was time to step into a more scalable model in terms of like bringing in low ticket and mid ticket very strategically while still having my high proximity spaces, of course, but like not having as necessarily as many of them to like create space for the more scalable part of the company, right? So there was that on my own just personal desire front, because I always joke, it's like, I'm not going to be in a Telegram chat and teaching live on Zoom when I'm 75. And like, I don't think that people realize, like, are you building a company? Like, are you building a company or are you building a consultancy? Like, are you building yourself and your company to where like this can last for the long run? And one day you're not just going to want to like tap out when you don't want to like be doing so much live or be so much in Telegram or whatever it is. Like, are you really building up that product suite and the assets and like thinking about like the long term of your company so that like this company can fund other investments and all of these different things that compound? And potentially also you might want to do other things besides exclusively have a coaching business, right? And so people will forget to like actually build a company because this industry is pretty young. Like, I know there are some like, you know, the handful of OG coaches that we know, like, you know, like Tony Robbins and, you know, Amanda Francis and, you know, different people like that who kind of like been at it for a long, I mean, I know Tony Robbins has been like, I don't know, I think like 20 years, right? And like, look what he's built. Talk about a scalable brand, but it's like you have to, and Amanda Francis, I know it hasn't been as long, but like clearly has a very scalable brand and a very strong personal brand. And you absolutely get to scale the business being yourself. I think that building a strong personal brand is one of the best things that you can do for yourself. Like, I'm so glad that I prioritized this from the beginning because I'm like, wow, I can actually sell anything. Like when I switch my topics and like based on what I'm selling, like people will buy from every single topic category that I sell from, right? I've never had a hard time with that. I've never had a failed launch. I've never had a hard time selling. And it's because of the potency of my personal brand. And it's not that I'm showing up like kind of like in influencer vibes every day on Instagram. Like if you follow me, I don't. You know what I mean? Like I definitely share my life and I share my perspectives and I share my wisdom. And my company is very focused like around the company versus my style being like, you know, follow me around for the day. Look at all the makeup that I'm putting on. Like what am I eating for breakfast? Like, you know what I mean? All the different things. Am I opposed to sharing those things? No, I just don't have like a strong like influencer-y type vibe in my company, but I have an extremely strong personal brand and it's so cool. And that was just, it's reflected back to me continuously when clients share why they came into my world. It's like, well, it makes sense. People are picking up what I'm putting down. Like it's always like, well, I wanted to really be closer to your level Vs with money. I really love that like you strongly understand that the energetics and the strategic side of business. Like I've never met anyone who has such an equal handle on both, right? And I know that like I'm very strong in that way. And so it's like no big shocker that this gets reflected back to me in the kind of like the feminine ease and the power and my thought leadership around all the different topics that I have offers around, no matter whether it's money or sales or content or just like power and being a woman in the world and not fucking around with matrix, like slow linear timelines and all the different things. Like my belief system around relaxed millions and like how money gets to work for us and what we get to have as women and what we get to have in business is continually reflected back to me and my clients, you know? And like, I was having a conversation with my clients in Fempire and we were just talking about like selling proximity spaces and kind of like how that sell looks different, like selling private or mastermind than it does to selling mid or low ticket. And all of them, when, you know, they were sharing why they came into my world, it was just very much like, oh, your command over the spiritual and the energetics. They were like, wow, I'm sorry. The strategy and the energetics, they're like, you just really get both. Like, love how you vibe on money. And like so many people come in for that reason. And it just like really showcases like, you know, the strength of my brand, right? And this is something that I also feel like sometimes people don't think about because they're so busy. Like in early entrepreneurship, we're often taught just like, okay, like create the offer, sell the offer, create the offer, sell the offer. What is your skill set? Sell to that skill set. And like, and I get that. And that's one stage of the journey. But like, as with all phases in business, like we need to mature. And something that I actually work with my clients on inside the cohort, which is my 4-month close proximity immersion for those of you desiring to scale to 10K months, the feminine way, but obviously with that masculine support system and strategy so that like what you're doing is sustainable and repeatable and you're really building a company is like, I'm helping my clients build from the energy of a company from day one where we can really like showcase their methodologies in the unique way that they do what they do and build real thought leadership around the business to like set them up for success. And one of like for long-term success, not just selling out an offer one time. And I'm so excited. One of my clients from the cohort, she's coming onto the show. She had her first $9,200 month. And like, she'd been in business for, I think, a decade. And like coming in and learning business from me literally scaled to her first 9K month. Like I was like, amen. Like this is it. And it gets to be that easy. And you're still supported because it's my world in this energetic and practical way. And we also do healing and all the things. And I'm like very deep in your business with you. We help you with your brand. Like we help you with your copy. We help you with offer creation, offer positioning, like every aspect of business, like soup to nuts. And that just made me so happy. And also it shouldn't need to take 10 years. I don't think that the cohort was the first place that she had invested her money in terms of business mentorship, but we have to realize. And so many times when people come to me, they're like, you know, they haven't actually been taught how to showcase their thought leadership in their content, how to write sales-driven content, how to establish instant influence. And they're like, what? Like, how have I not learned these things? Like even my clients who come in and they've had like 70K months, right? And then they're realizing that, okay, cool. Sure, they had a lot of magnetism and they had a lot of command over what they were doing to a certain level, but it's like, okay, well, what do I need to do to scale from here, right? And there's so much that we look at in terms of like their offer system, their offer strategy, their content, their sales system, and like all the different things. And it gets to be personalized and it gets to be unique. But the point is there's evolution. And because, you know, we are spiritual, energetic beings, because we are the type of women who are very invested in like the human growth side of the journey. And like, trust, I definitely am. Like, I'm so grateful to this company, not only for the relationships, not only for obviously the abundance that's been created, not only for having the platform to like share my beliefs, my wisdom, my embodiment, my evolution, but also for who I've needed to become to step into being a woman who makes millions of dollars. Like, it's actually pretty crazy, especially where I came from with like, you know, near $100,000 in debt, no available credit to my name, like often the negative in my accounts, like money couldn't stay near me for anything. And now I live in like a multi-million dollar apartment in New York. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's wild, but it's also not, because of the commitment to my personal growth. But also I'm very focused on the evolution of my company. And last night I shared a post where I was like, I'm not being paid for like feminine energy, for business, for money, even though those spaces are my genius. I was like, I'm being paid for my evolution. Like if you look across my business, like every single offer I have ever created, no matter whether it was a low ticket masterclass or a mid ticket space or high ticket or whatever it is, I'm always like mentoring from a place of my evolution and what I've learned along the way, not only in my own business, but inside of mentorship, inside of, you know, mentoring the hundreds of clients that I've supported. Probably, I don't know how many people have been through my offer suite, definitely over 1,000. And like, you know what I mean? I've seen a lot, right? About what works, what doesn't work, the energetics that get in the way, the ones to embody, all the different things. And I love that my business is like the journey of my life. And one of the enormous reasons that clients come into my world and stay for years is because I'm not just teaching a skill set. So it's like, yes, I teach you how to do the thing 100%. You're building a company. I want you to know how to do the thing. But also there's more depth, there's more texture, there's more stickiness to the brand, there's more brand loyalty, there's the interest where no matter what I drop people by on any topic, because they know there's going to be depth, they know there's going to be evolution, right? And the brand is sticky because the brand has been built around who I am, but still with the perspective of my client in mind, because we are not carbon copies of each other in terms of just our own frequencies, in terms of what we want in business, in terms of how we build business, like all the different things. But people don't realize they need to do this. And then like things feel hard to sell. Switching topics in terms of what you're selling will feel hard, or like you need to establish authority every time you launch a new offer and it takes months. I'm like, it doesn't need to be like this. It's like, I will always say, I believe in post and be paid. I believe in establishing instant authority. And we just actually have to know how to do it. And this is something I prioritize in my company. And that's why I'm able to sell anything that I want. Right. And like, of course, like, or do things tie back to money in my company? 100%. Like there's no offer that doesn't tie back to you making more money, no matter whether it's strategic, no matter whether it's energetic, no matter what it is, right? Of course, like that's kind of like my core thing, but I've never had to spend all this time like gaining authority. Like even the first time I launched Hottest Shit on the internet, well, I had 30 people in like 7 posts, right? When I introduced my first offer on sales, like my first program, which is going to be Sales Siren. It's coming up after Hottest Shit on the internet. I had like 27 people in a few days, right? When I opened doors, and this is, but it's not because I've been like on the internet for years calling myself a sales expert, right? Yes. Have I made a lot of money? Am I obviously good at selling? Yes. Or how else, the hell else did I make all this money, right? Am I good at content? Of course. Or else, how else did I make all this money? You know what I'm saying? Like, clearly. However, most people, right, need to share all this content and all of this stuff on these different topics in order to get people to buy. And I genuinely have the experience of, like, I open my mouth, I get paid every single day, right? No matter whether it's from the podcast, no matter whether it's from emails, no matter whether it's from social media, whatever it is, this has been my lived experience, right? And of course, now I make money every day. When I was earlier, it wasn't every day, but I've always made a lot of money, you know? And when I look back and what do I attribute that to? I'm like, I've built a really strong personal brand. And like, yes, as part of that, okay, cool. Like, do I have vibey photo shoots and things like that? Sure. But like, that's not enough, right? It's like literally what is coming out of your mouth. Like, what are your clients repeating back to you, your audience repeating back to you around what they're perceiving you to be known for? Do they even feel that you're strongly known for anything? Or is it just something that like you think in your head? You're like, I help people do X. But like, how often do you hear what X is like reflected back to you? How often do you not just hear it where it's like, oh yeah, you helped me learn how to do X, Y, and Z better, right? But it's like what they're reflecting back to you is showcasing that they're on the journey to the big vision that you have for the company. And like, that's where people feel that deep transformation. And in addition to having learned X from you. And like, these are things we need to think about. So if you're wanting to continue to scale your company from here and to have an easier time with sales and to actually have your content converting, well, we need to actually have evolution inside how we do things and not get vanity metrics confused with conversions. Like, engagement on posts does not mean jack shit for sales. Like, of course, is the ideal world high engagement, high sales? 100%. But I've been behind the scenes of a lot of businesses. There are people who have 200,000 followers, not even making six figures a year, right? There's people who have engagement out the wazoo. And then they're like, oh, where's the sales? And I'm like, well, we're doing all of this emotive content, channeling what's on our heart today, like yada, yada, yada. This has nothing to do with driving sales, but because we're personal brands and we're spiritual women, that's what we were originally taught to do. And potentially that was working well for you a few years ago. But as the market matures, your skill set for marketing and selling has to mature. So therefore, you have to be able to be more strategic while also having an authentic brand voice and personality. Like, please do not take your personality out of your brand. Someone once tried to tell me you can't scale a personal brand. I was like, you are not my person. Goodbye. I mean, that's ridiculous. But anyways, look at these strong examples of personal brands that I was talking about, like Gary Vee, Tony Robbins, Amanda Francis. I mean, these people are everywhere, right? Who have extremely strong personal brands who are also in the space of like helping other people. So that one was a load of bullshit, but that's not even the point. But oh, well, my point is don't take your personality out, but we still have to understand the buying psychology of humans. We still have to understand how to write content that converts, but not from a place that's robotic, but from where you understand like what makes people move and what makes your brand sticky to money and clients. And you actually know how to write and speak and do all of the things in a way that leads people to desire to buy. That's just the reality of the situation. And it's not just going to be this year, right? It's going to be forevermore. As long as we have these companies, there's going to be a degree of evolution. And like, the stronger that you build your personal brand through your thought leadership and through your ability to create influence. And I don't just mean influence where it's like people are picking up what you're putting down, but they feel activated to buy, right? They feel activated to not just be like, yes, I love what she says on the internet, but I want to be behind the paywall and I want to stay behind this paywall. That's where we need to get our level of influence. So if this is something that you're wanting to do and to be able to, honestly, like I always say, naturally create this content, because I do not envision you needing to sit down with like 30 days of content prompts and scripts in order to be a thought leader. Like, that actually just makes no sense to me, because obviously there has to be an element where you learn how to do this naturally in order for you to make millions of dollars. So I always say, if you want to naturally create and apply the thought leading, captivating, influential content for your brand and offers, that cuts through the noise on the internet. We got a lot of noise on the internet. Skyrockets your cash attracting it factor because it's all about you and activates sales in the now. Then come join us inside Hottest Shit on the Internet. I'm so excited for this space. You are going to get immediate access to the first round. I am teaching new content for this second round. And you are also going to be included in an offer that I have not dropped yet called Content to Cash. You're going to be auto-enrolled when you join Hottest Shit on the Internet. I'm going to be teaching Sales Siren right after Hottest Shit on the Internet. And that is all about launch, post, sell, and be paid daily, where I will be teaching you post and be paid content, which also leverages your thought leadership. So they kind of go hand in hand. And then helping you create a feminine sales system and understanding everything that you need to know about sales in terms of keeping momentum up in your launches, selling to different types of buyers, positioning offers when they're new and exciting, positioning them when you've sold them 10 fucking times and you're like, wait a minute, I don't feel as excited as I did during day one. What levers to pull when? I mean, literally soup to nuts, everything that I know about sales that has yielded near $3 million cash in this company and the different strategies that I've leveraged, especially over the past 6 months or so, to where I got, you know, enrollments in my last program launch up by 60%, over 100 people in my master classes. Like, the numbers are going up, 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 and we are scaling. And these are the things that you need to learn to scale an actual company, not just to sell masterminds and private coaching. Like, it's such a different sell. And I'll also be teaching you how these sells are different in terms of like low ticket, mid ticket, high ticket, and how to focus and like how to leverage your offer strategy where one offer seamlessly sells the next. So you don't have to work so hard in your business. So the best thing to do is to buy the $1 million sales bundle, because that's going to give you Hottest Shit on the Internet and Sales Siren and Content to Cash, which is coming soon. So you're just in for everything. It's over 50% off now. It will triple in price, and the prices of Hottest Shit on the Internet and Sales Siren will also triple. So come play with us, get on board with evolution in your company. You will be so happy you did. I've literally been seeing instant results for my clients. Like, this is just, and yeah, it might feel a little sticky, like switching how you do things a little bit, but it does like genuinely become natural. It became natural for me once I realized I need to make some changes. And like, did I have to think a little more before I did things versus like a couple of years ago? And I would just be like, blah, blah, blah. Yes, but we got results to show for it. And like, I really like being a business owner who really knows what they're doing. And we're not like posting and praying that people buy. Or make, oh, I'll just share something vulnerable and hopefully they'll connect and buy. I'm like, no, I want to know how to strategically scale my company while also being an energetic being who's always going to show up and be myself. So the links are going to be in episode notes. I love you so much. As always, you're able to rate and review the podcast, DM your screenshot to me, or email it to assistant@jocelynkellyreed.com. We always recommend that you take a screen grab before you hit submit and jump into the $1 million sales bundle, or if you've already been in one offer or the other, come into Hottest Shit on the Internet or Sales Siren. So I love you so much, and I will be back soon.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed the episode, I would love it if you'd leave a 5-star rating and written review for the show. And if you can please share this podcast so that I can help more women, that would mean the world to me. Make sure you tag me on Instagram so I can say thank you, and let's rise and change the world for all women together. If you want to work with me, head to my site, jocelynkellyreed.com, or send me a DM and I'll be in touch. I'll see you on the next episode.